the power and the glory. And Lord, we love you. We want to say we love you. We want to say that we want to hear from you. Lord, Lord, if you have a word for us, if you have a sense for us, if you have a direction for us, if you have words of encouragement for us, then please speak them to us through our brothers and sisters now, Lord. So brothers and sisters, if you do have a word, then can I just encourage you to just drop me that quick note in the chat so that we can hear what the Lord has to say to us. Perhaps Nathan and Nina will just strum a bit in the background, and let's just be open to hearing from the Lord and receiving his word for us now. Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that yours is the kingdom and yours is the power. It's not anyone else's. It's not the government's. It's not the virus. No one else has the power. No one else has the kingdom. Only you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So, Yasbeth, if you are on, please do come off mute and just share your word. Otherwise, I'll read it out for you. Which you may have just dropped off. Okay, so Yasbeth had the word for us that it just feels that the Lord's saying that he will change the water into the wine, that he will refill us with strength. Everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheapest wine after the guests have had too much to drink, but you have saved the best till now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Arthur, if you'd like to share your word, please.
It was me, Rebecca.
Oh, sorry.
I just felt like the Lord reminded me of the passage in Isaiah where he says he's going to make streams in the desert. And I just had a picture of streams from the Holy Spirit going to each of our homes, to each of our doorsteps. And that nothing's too hard for him. It's not too difficult for him to bring his Holy Spirit to each of our houses today, even if it feels like a desert existence. That he's bringing streams to our very doorsteps, to our houses.
Amen. Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Noah. Yeah, and Bob just had a real sense that word from Yasbeth is really key for us today, that he's going to refresh us and refill us. And similar words of encouragement from the last Sunday's meeting, where the Lord was really talking to us about giving us hope, always being with us, keeping his promises to us. So I think the Lord is just really wanting to encourage us and really say that he's there for us at this time, that his Holy Spirit is available, just as you may have opened your door and got a snowball thrown at you, so perhaps the Holy Spirit will let you open your front door and get a dose of the Holy Spirit just coming into your house today and encouraging you. And Enzo, I don't know if you want to share your word. Can you do that?
Hi, yeah, I just want to confirm some of the words and senses we've been hearing. This is from Psalm 65. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. I think the Lord's just trying to remind us that he's there for us and he enriches us and we can draw life from him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Enzo. Amen. Let's just thank the Lord. Let's just take a bit of time just to thank him and take encouragement from these words that he's sharing with us today. Yeah, that the Lord would be with us. He would enrich us. He has streams of living water to fill us with. Yeah, and His Holy Spirit is with us at this time. Lord, we want to claim those promises. We want to claim those promises you have for us today. We want to claim just the reassurance you want to pour into our lives and to our very beings at this time. We thank you that despite the gloomy news around, Lord, we can be assured that you are still on the throne, Lord. You are still in charge. You still want the very best for us. We thank you. We want to thank you for that. And to offer our lives back to you at this time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Nina. Thank you for all those who brought words for us this afternoon.